Blog Talk Radio.
God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures throughout all generations. You're tuned into the Principles of Prosperity. My name is Ann Strickland, and that stronghold of poverty is being broken in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for tuning in tonight or today or wherever in the world you are. You are going to learn more and more and come into agreement, and minds are going to be changed and renewed because of the Word of God. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you for this opportunity, and I thank you for your blessings on everyone that will ever hear this message. Because it's your desire above all that they prosper and be in health, even as their souls prosper. That's your word, 3 John 2. So right now, we're going to talk about God's will for you to prosper financially and have wealth. And there are people who's afraid of it, they're afraid. And I just came across something that I've had for several years now. It's a message from Dr. Mike Murdoch. Many of you listen to him. He's also a man of God and a man of wisdom. One of the things back in 2002 he wrote, one of the tragedies in our present generation is the disrespect toward the financial anointing resting on a few leaders. Few financial deliverers exist in the body of Christ. Those who walk in the center of that focus and abandon themselves completely to that calling often become the focus of ridicule, contempt, and even anger. But Mike, that preacher on television only talks about finances, the entire program. He never talks about anything else. He should be balanced, someone complained to me, he said. Are you angry at the dentist because he refuses to mow your grass, I asked. Are you mad at your lawyer because he will not pull your teeth when they hurt? Are you angry at the evangelist who preaches salvation but does not have a healing line for the sick? Are you angry about the veterinarian who will not become a contractor and build an extra room in your house? Is your eye angry because the ear refuses to see? Function is determined by God, not us. And one lady was very angry, as he goes on to write, with her pastor because he spoke on financial keys for 15 minutes before the offering was received in her church. I cannot believe my own pastor talked about money for 15 minutes on Sunday morning, she said. I asked her how many hours it took for her to get dressed each morning, the drive to her job, the hours she worked each day, and the time it took to drive back home in the evening traffic. The total hours spent involved in her work was 55 hours each week. Explain something to me, I requested. Why are you angry with a pastor who encourages you for 15 minutes a week to expect financial blessing when you have invested 55 hours of your life that week to pursue money? The criticism toward financial deliverers is demonic. Patients rarely hate their healers. If you are critical toward healing ministries, do not expect the wave of healing to flow into your house. If you are critical toward financial ministries, do not expect ideas for financial blessings to explode within you. If you defy the anointing of those in authority over you, do not expect the rewards of protection, provision, and promotion. What you respect will move toward you. What you disrespect will move away from you. Recognition of the unique anointing of God on others could increase your own anointing 1,000 times more. That's from Deuteronomy 1:11. That was from Dr. Mike Murdoch, his letter. And I'm in total agreement with him, because it's time for the body of believers to come in agreement with the Word of God and to know His will for us. That's why I said in Deuteronomy 8:18, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it's He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is today." Luke 10:7 says, "The laborer is worthy of his wages, of his rewards." Proverbs 28:19 says, "He that tills or works his land will have plenty of bread." James 1:25 says, "But one who looks intently on the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does." That's from James 1:25. It is God's will to give you all things. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness." All things are possible. We should expect to be wealthy, because it's the Word of God, because it says wealth and riches shall be in your house. And right now, God is looking for men and women in these final days with whom He can trust large amounts of money. A financial inversion will soon take place. It's taking place now. I'm seeing and feeling it. At the beginning of this next millennium, He's saying back then, that will rock the known world. Christians will take over the wealth from the sinners. Get ready to praise the Lord as He supernaturally does a miracle in your life and finances. God wants to bless you so you can be a blessing. Unlimited wealth and favor will soon be yours. Don't accept those gloom and doom philosophies from others about the last days. Be encouraged. Look up, for your redemption draws now. But even before then, mass transfers of wealth will take place towards Christians. God is returning for a church without spot or wrinkle. That means you will be healed. That means you have whatever you want. So can you stand it? Can you stand it? Because the Word of God says God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God's ready to reward you, and I'm telling you, it's time for us to come in agreement with the Word of God, believe what God wants for you, how He wants to bless you and take care of you. That's His will. As it says in Deuteronomy 28, if you obey, glory to God, He wants to bless you and take care of us, because we are His representatives here on earth. So He's going on to say, "And it shall come to pass, if thou diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth." High, glory to God. "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. It shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessings on your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand to, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you a holy people to himself, his representatives, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God. I love this. I love it. I love it. Then all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure. His good treasure. The heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Glory to God. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. That's from Deuteronomy 28. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, it is time for us to come in agreement with the word of God in our spirits. I don't care what people say to you or what people are doing. It is your time. It's your season for the word of God to start manifesting in your life, because you have, it's there. It's God's will for you to prosper. It's his will for you to prosper financially, to be wealthy. Don't be afraid of wealth. And people are saying that money is the root of all evil, which is not quoted properly. They left out the love of money is the root of all evil. But I heard Les Brown say, he said, the lack of money is the root of all evil. The lack of money. Because this is why we have people robbing, selling drugs, prostituting, all these things, because they want money. They're stealing and killing people for money. People are killing themselves because of money. Things happen in their lives or in their businesses and different things. They lose all their money, and then a lot of people end up killing themselves. And that's not God. So, you know, we're going to have to understand the word of God, come in agreement. If you come in agreement with God, because if you're a child of God and you're giving yourself over to him and receive Jesus as Lord, then you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's from 1 Peter 2:9. So you come out of darkness, and then that's your blessings, blessings, blessings. Because if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:29. Glory to God. The humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Psalm 37:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from you and from those who walk uprightly. This is all scripture, scripture, scripture. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use to measure, it will be measured back to you. And if you notice the word give, 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 very important. Give, and it shall be given. And these are the people God is raising up now. At this time, the givers, the people who are giving, the people who are helping people. And I'm going to say this right now, and I have to say this about President David Manning, who's the president of Paycation Travel. And I said, I know this is a man of God, because on Thursday night before last, he spoke on the conference call, on Paycation Travel conference call on Thursday night. That's the night they have with pastors and bishops. At the end of his message, he wasn't preaching or anything. He was talking about the business and how you can profit from it. At the end of this man's message, this is what he said. For the pastors who are tuned in to this call, I'm writing a personal check for $500. Who do you know will do that? And these are the people God is raising up that he knows he can trust with this wealth. And that's what's happening. So I would advise people to jump on this Paycation Travel business or use it, because this is what I'm seeing. It's also when I'm part of it now myself, but after I got in it, I was getting in it for myself. And after I got in, I was excited. I was just doing it for my own personal discounts for traveling and flying and staying at hotels and cruising, just for my personal self, with things that I like to do. But once I became part of this and I found that it was multi-level marketing, then I became active in it, because I want to see other people. I want to see the younger people. I want to see the children. I want to see people be able to travel and live a good life. Because God wants to bless you. He wants you to live a good life. He wants you to have pleasure. That's why in Job 36:11 it says, if you obey and serve me, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And that came to me and I said, oh, that's Paycation Travel. And that's what it is. It is See, people have had it wrong. Oh, maybe money causes a lot of problems, and it does this to you, and it does that, and I don't want to be rich, and you're not supposed to be rich. It's just greed, greed, greed. That's from the pit of hell. It's a lie. That's what it is. You just have to say it as it is, because God wants us to be able to help people. We're supposed to be able to bless people. He said, I bless you to be a blessing. We're supposed to be able to give to people. And there are people who's hungry. There are people who need clean water to drink. There are people who need places to live. Children need to be educated properly in good quality schools. People need to be paid decent wages. People need to live in decent housing. And people need to be without debt. All these loans and credits and bad credit and student loans and all these things, we should be able to give children education, have scholarship funds. This is what the wealth is about. Yes, God wants to give you, it wants you to have treasures in your home and you live well. And he also wants you to be able to help other people. That's his will. His will is to bless. He's bless. And as his representative on this earth, that's what we're supposed to be doing. As we read the word of God and do the will of God, because in Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but ye shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success in the name of Jesus. So as we move forward, as we go forth and understand God's word, believe God's word, obey God's word, nothing will he withhold from you. Nothing. Because he wants you to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to represent him. Thy kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. That's his will and his word for you. So make up your mind. Get in agreement. Doubt your doubts, those negative thoughts that come into your mind. And you receive it. Oh, I'm not going to win. Everything I put my hands to do, I keep messing up. No. You fight till you win. And everything that you see in existence now, it didn't happen perfectly with that man made. They had to work on it. They had to try it over and over again. And then perfect it. And that's what you need to do. Understand it is God's will. Understand that he says whatever you put your hands to do, you shall succeed and prosper. In the name of Jesus. Know that you are more than a conqueror. Know that you're an overcomer. Start having the desire to have a better quality of life. Start having the desire to want to live better and do better. In the name of Jesus. And not be hungry or afraid of answering the telephone because of somebody collecting bills and things. Because God is ready for you to move up and move forward as his representative here on earth. He said, I will give you peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none will make you afraid. And I will rid the land of evil beasts, and the sword will not go through your land. You will chase your enemies, and they shall fall by the sword before you. Five of you shall chase 1,000, and 100 you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you, while I look on you favorably and make you fruitful, multiply you, and confirm my covenant with you. You shall eat the old harvest and clear out the land because of the new. I will set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we just have to know what God's will is for us. Know that he wants us to prosper. Know that he wants us to represent him. Kingdom living. Kingdom living. Kingdom living. And when people tell you, no, you're not supposed to have this or no. And the other thing I want to talk about is how people, I used to hear people say, don't give those kids everything they want because that's you're going to ruin them. You just spoil them. You know, how many wealthy kids or kids whose parents are wealthy or royalty, or how many of those kids do you see getting into trouble? How many hear them get going to prison? See, this is why we have to clear up our minds. You want your children. You want to be able to do for your children. You want to be able to have them get the things that they want. And as they grow up, then they're going to want to have the best. They're going to want to go to school so they can still continue to get and live the kind of life that you have prepared for them of good things. So treat your children and be good to them, be kind to them. And if you're not able to do it, say, well, maybe later we'll be able to get it. Don't say some negative words to them. In the name of Jesus. Because it's time. So the word says, you know, the scripture, 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 scripture. Glory to God. And I bind that spirit of poverty. I bind that spirit of lack and insufficiency, lack of money. I bind that spirit and cast it out of the people of Almighty God, of the body of Christ in this world, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I just thank you and I praise you. Thank you for your love, your mercy. I thank you, God, that wealth and riches shall be in our homes. I thank you and decree and declare that your people, everything they put their hands to do, they shall succeed and prosper. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. And now I want to talk to you about vacation travel. And you can go on my website, Ann Strickland, ANNSTRICKLAND.vacation.com. Pull that up. My telephone number is 215-806-4879. Check it out. I'm in this at this age, and it pays well. You get discounts, but if you go in as an agent, it is very profitable. I can't say it enough. Every day I'm more and more pleased with what is happening in it. And you're not there with a lot of packages or products, or you're just, it's through the internet. And it's extreme travel. We are under extreme travel and Priceline, wired by Priceline. Discounted rates and the tax write-offs, if you become an agent, are tremendous, tremendous. I was in several multi-level marketing businesses before, and I know they work if you work them, but this is the best one. This is the best. This is the best. So I strongly advise you to go to annstrickland.paycation.com, or you can also go to paycationtravel.com and check it out. Give me a call, 215-806-4879, and you'll be glad you did. And you don't have to have a lot of money to get in it. The others I was in, it was money. To get in is only $149 to become an agent, $69 a month. And since I came in, I have not had to pay that. I got my $150 back through other people that became agents under me, and I am very satisfied. And then I have not ever had to pay the $69.95 has not ever, I think $35 was the only amount that ever came out of my checking account. But the rest, it just builds up. And then there are some people in it just for the luxury of the discounts, because there are people who like to travel. I love traveling. I love cruises. I've traveled all my life. Even though I was a depression baby, my father always had some place to take us, so I've gone places all my life, and I don't intend to stop now. And travel to me is fun; I love it, and I'd like to see others in it. So tune in, and also my Saturday morning program class, 3751 Island Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 10 o'clock. Come in, I give you the lessons, pray for your prosperity, and watch your life change financially. In the name of Jesus, there are testimonies after testimonies. God has given me this anointing, and I walk in this anointing of financial prosperity, praying for people and teaching the word of God just as I'm doing now. So give me a call, Come over to see me. The classes are free, and I encourage you to come over. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.